We are now joined by the voice of the Kentucky Wildcats, Mr. Tom Leach. Tom, good afternoon. Thanks for joining us.
Oh, glad to do it.
Well, let's see. Another basketball championship game being played tonight. And, oh, by the way, the Kentucky Wildcats are playing in it again. Everybody saw this coming, right?
Of course.
Wow, it must be just a fun ride to be on right now.
Yeah, it is. I mean, when they're unexpected, those are sometimes some of the most fun rides to go on. And, you know, a month ago, this for both teams was unexpected. I mean, these two teams lost by a combined 52 points on the 8th of March, and here they are playing for the national championship.
Talk about, if you will, the season that has been. There were a lot of expectations early on, the 40-0, the pursuit of perfection. We saw the T-shirts and everything, and Coach Calipari didn't shy away from it at SEC Basketball Media Days. I think he embraced it, but here was another one of these young teams, and they started four freshmen.
And Julius
Saturday
Randle,
night, right.
preseason player of the year, and hadn't even played a game yet.
Yeah, I mean, it's the second time there's ever been five freshmen that are starting in a national championship game, and the other one was Michigan. And for all the hype early, if you go back and look at that Michigan season, Kentucky season tracked about the same way theirs did. They had trouble beating good teams, ranked teams. They lost, I think, seven or eight conference games. Kentucky lost six. But they got it together in the postseason, gained some momentum in the tournament, and made it all the way to the championship game. So Kentucky's trying to take it one step further tonight.
As far as Coach Cal, have you seen a change in him, I guess, the last month, or have the players finally bought in to Coach Cal in having a little better chemistry?
Yeah, I think it's the latter. I mean, you'll see people talk about Cal, you know, more of a cheerleader. Well, there's been more things to cheer here in the postseason as opposed to the end of the regular season. So he still holds them accountable. He talks about, you know, that a lot, but they have accepted, I think, roles. You know, when they lost that game at South Carolina, that may have been the bottom, and if it wasn't, the next Saturday they lost by 19 at Florida and just got smoked. You know, I think maybe they hit a point. They had about a week of practice time then before the Southeastern Conference tournament, and practices got tougher, longer, more physical. And I think at that point they decided maybe collectively that they quit maybe fighting him a little bit. It's a good group of kids. It wasn't a chemistry issue, but just they're all, you know, great individually, and they all were the best players on their teams. And now they had to, something that Cal said a lot, they had to understand that sometimes less is more. Do a little less, and it can mean more for the team. And they finally began to accept that.
Tom, you've seen a lot of basketball in your day. Have you ever seen a player put a team on his back and make the big shots down the stretch as well as Harrison has here in these last three games?
Oh, it's just incredible what he has done in the last three games to take and make big shots. Is you know, just been something to see. I mean, he's so confident. Somebody put out something I saw on Twitter yesterday. I saw this somewhere where it was it said UConn's defensive game plan, and it was a court, and there was a big red circle there on the left wing. It says guard here.
Yeah, I saw that.
It's amazing he got the shot a second time against Wisconsin, but you know, he's standing so far out. I mean, he's, you know, beyond the NBA range, and they only needed two at that point. So the Wisconsin guys got to play him a little bit for the drive.
I think he was in Waco, wasn't he?
I don't think he was that far away, but he got a contest on the shot. But he, you know, I think he probably, looking back, would much have preferred to take his chances with Aaron off the bounce.
As they get ready for this game tonight, what do you think? I know they got Shabazz Napier on UConn, but what do you see how Kentucky can slow him down and win this game?
How they can slow Shabazz down?
Right.
I'm not sure that they can. You know, and Kentucky's not, this isn't Cal's best defensive team. It's maybe his best offensive team. So they've just got to, I don't think they can slow him down or shut him down, certainly. They just got to make sure that he doesn't, you know, have a 30 night. You know, he just doesn't, you know, really go off. And he's certainly, you know, capable of doing that. He's doing what Kemba Walker did for that team in 2011. So Kentucky's length, you know, they'll try to bother them with that. With losing Willie Cauley-Stein really hurts. There was a lot of talk about it hurt him so much in the Wisconsin game because of guarding Kaminsky. But Dakari Johnson did well guarding him. I think they might miss Willie more in this game because of his ability to switch on guards on pick and roll. And he was outstanding at it and agile and long, and they could really use that against these guards.
Tom, when you look back at this season, and I know Arkansas fans around the state are going to look back, and they might want Kentucky to win tonight. I don't know. We haven't really gotten the pulse of that yet today, but they're going to remember the two games between Arkansas and Kentucky, and Arkansas winning both of those games this year.
Yeah, I mean, the Arkansas fans are going to look at that. The Louisville fans are going to say, we beat UConn three times if they win it. You know, sometimes it's, you know, matchup issues. Sometimes it's timing. You know, I wasn't surprised when Kentucky lost at Arkansas. Was surprised when Arkansas came into Rupp Arena and won. And, you know, I think the SEC was a little better than it gets credit for. Not a whole lot, but a little better. I think Arkansas, LSU, Missouri, those were teams that could have won a game or two in this tournament. And, you know, Tennessee kind of had the breaks go its way, and they got into the Sweet 16. You know, you look back and Kentucky pulls this off. You know, Arkansas, Florida, both will look and say, man, we handled those guys, and now there's a chance.
Well, I was going to ask you about that, the fact that the SEC, and you've seen a lot more basketball this year than what we have, especially being in the NCAA tournament and following the Kentucky Wildcats and being around them. But the SEC this year, from a national perspective, I guess they're saying it's down, but maybe it's just top-heavy.
Yeah, it is that, and the bottom was, I think, real weak. But I think those teams in the middle were better than they were the previous year, but just not enough, unfortunately, to get them into the tournament. But I think, you know, in terms of, you know, how Florida and Kentucky got tested for this time of year, I think the competition was somewhat tougher than it was the year before, but you know, it's more of an eye test thing than you can prove in numbers.
And no other two teams, UConn and Kentucky, the last 15 years has had more success. It's funny, starting this tournament, 8 and 7 seed, they're playing the underdog role. Which one of them tonight gets to play the underdog role?
Yeah, probably UConn. Probably Kentucky's getting picked more. Kentucky's a very slight favorite, but just in watching some of the national media types and different shows, it seems like more people are picking Kentucky. But, you know, Cal will definitely have his guys thinking nobody's picking him, I guarantee you.
Yeah, you're right. Talk about John Calipari and the way he just – sometimes it seems like he just plays mind games with his players.
Yeah, he is a very good motivation. I think he's underrated as a coach within the games, but I think everybody has a great appreciation for him as a recruiter and as a motivator. And I know at times national guys would come in doing Kentucky games, and they would talk to him about, you know, are you as much a coaching psychology as you are X's and O's? And, you know, with the teams this young, a lot of times that's the first big thing you got to, you know, break through is to get them to understand what it takes to win at this level.
Tom, from your seat tonight, what does Kentucky have to do to win another national championship?
Got to maximize their biggest asset, which is their size. Got to get a good number of second chance points. I think first shot baskets will be hard to come by against Connecticut's defense, but you got to get second shots and get points that way, get to the free throw line. Connecticut has put the number of its opponents at the line a good bit. So those are, you know, Kentucky gets a lot of second chance points, gets a lot of points at the free throw line. If you look at Connecticut's numbers, the potential is there for Kentucky to do well in both of those areas, but that's on paper. Now they've got to go out and make that happen. So those are two, you know, if Kentucky wins the free throw, if they score more points at the line and they get a decisive advantage in second chance points, I like their chances. The UConn, I think they're looking to, you know, win points off turnovers decisively.
I know Big Blue Nation travels well. Have they taken over the North Texas area?
There's a fair number of them here, yes. I think it will seem closer to a Kentucky home game than a UConn home game tonight.
Tom, thanks so much for your time. We appreciate it, and have fun calling that one tonight.
I am looking forward to it. I mean, it's broadcaster's dream to have all these barn burners, so I'm figuring we'll get another one tonight.
We might just do that. Thanks so much, Tom. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.